A team of visually impaired teens gathered at the Dr. Biaro Sports Complex in the heart of Juba over the weekend for the first ever blind football tournament. It was the second match organized by the South Sudan Blind Football Association with support from the Australian-based Light for the World, an international disability and development organization. The 12-member South Sudan blind sportsperson squad arrived in their cribs, green and white jersey, ready for the competition on Saturday. Simon Madol Akol is the coach of the blind sportsperson squad.
You see, people with disabilities are left behind in a lot of things. And one of them is education and sport. So in sport, you see, we were having fun, CAI. People were surprised. They were seeing us playing. They never knew that person who are blind can play football. It was strange. And I believe everything that a person without disability can do, a person with disability can do.
Charles Pasquale Clement is chairperson of the South Sudan Blind Football Association and a midfielder on the team.
So people are asking a lot of us questions. The ball that you're playing, is it the same with the one the sight people are playing, or yours is different? And then we said, no, it is the same, but the difference is the ball that we are playing, it has got a bell inside.
The specially designed footballs help visually impaired players move the ball around the pitch and toward the goal. The special footballs, sighted goalkeepers and guides on the field all help the 5-member teams move the ball into scoring positions. Coach Akol explains how the bowlers are able to dribble and pass the ball.
We have a word called boy. This word called boy, we use it when you are attacking. Because if you don't say boy, you may hit each other. So you say boy, so the person with the ball can know there's somebody coming to attack. We have guides. You see, goalkeeper also acts as a guide because goalkeeper is always sighted. And behind the goal, there's also a guide. Behind the other goal, there's also a guide. And goalkeeper on the other side is also a guide. And then the coaches. You see, the field is also divided into three. The side of the defenders, where defenders are in, it is guided by the goalkeeper. And the people who are coming to attack are guided by the guy that's standing behind the goal. So that's how we play.
The match lasted 60 minutes as players dribbled and scored goals, to the delight of fans who came to cheer on their players. South Sudan Blind Football Association Chief Clement, who is also a player, scored 3 goals in the match.
I feel very, very exciting. The most very important thing is to keep your position, the position where you're playing, and not the direction of where the goal is. By keeping that in your mind, you could be able to run with the ball very fast, and then also for you to pass the ball to your friend and to know the direction where your opponent is coming to attack you.
Beyond sportsmanship, the tournament helps train players and coaches and raise awareness among the general population.
We have a plan whereby in nearest time to come, we need to introduce more and then expand to the other states within South Sudan, so that some of our friends, some of our brothers and sisters on the other state, they could be able to join us and enjoy the full fundamental rights in aspect of human life.
With additional funding, the South Sudan Blind Football Association says it hopes to hold 2 more matches in the coming months. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.